16 and 18 has the answer, and of course, I'm sure that you do too.
Call now, 888-484-2500, or toll free, 877-464-2500. The Wade Hampton Show.
And just for fun, our back in the day people poll question: name a Christmas gift from back in the day. 318-484-2500 is how you get in touch with me here in the Hamp Camp.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes.
God that is in today is the same God who will be in the tomorrow. He's the same God in tomorrow. This has been a year of crying, much pain. I'm going to say it again, in and out the hospital. In and out, in and out. Somebody got to know he's worthy. Somebody got to declare. He's truly worthy. When I look at my life and how God has brought me over hills and mountains, how he allowed me to try through the lonely valley. Somebody in the house got to know sometimes life gets a little lonely. And you really just don't know where to turn, but he's right there, and he's right there by your side, and you can testify that my God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's truly, truly worthy. He's so worthy. Until all I can do is just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Going in, thank you. Coming out, thank you. Go to the drugstore, thank you. Walk out the drugstore, thank you. Go to the hospital, thank you. Come out the hospital, thank you. Go to the grocery store, thank you. Come out of the grocery store, thank you. I can know what I'm talking about. Yes, it's nobody but the Lord. Go in with an empty basket, come out with a fool.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't hear me. Yes. Some of us go in with one basket, come out with two baskets. He is. He going up.
Yes, sir.
But I'm still able to buy. So you got to know that he is worthy.
Yes, 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 yes.
The writer David could testify to the worthiness of God. That God has been his pillow.
Yes.
In other words, God had been his comforter.
Yes,
God had been his grocery store. He has fed. God has been his counselor.
All right.
God has taken time to talk to him.
Yes,
and then he took time to talk to us. Even in that 23rd number where he says, for the Lord is my come go with me here. And I want, thank you, God. He maketh me, give me rest from a weary soul. He makes me allow me to rest in green pastures. Then he comes back and he restores. The angel Raphael, he come back and heal my sin sick soul. David know? Been there, done that. David is a testifying saint right now. Just as we are testifying disciple. Because if I took a poll, every pew in here will be able to say he done something special for me this year. And he's worthy.
He's worthy. Yes, he is.
Of all of our praise.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Well, some of us, he's been a mother. Some of us, he's been a father to us. Some of us, he's been a doctor to us. Some of us, he's been a friend to us. Understanding. What do you mean, man? Psalm 146 starts with praise ye the Lord. Psalm 146 ends praise ye the Lord. Psalm 147 starts with, come on, I got Bible readers in here. Let's have Bible study that quick. Praise ye. And it ends with, 148 starts with, praise the Lord. Then it comes back and it ends with, 149 starts with, but it ends with
praise the Lord.
150 starts with
praise the Lord.
But 150 ends with
praise the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. So what that tells you in the morning you ought to praise. And before you go to bed, you ought to
praise.
When you start in the morning, praise. In the noonday hour, you ought to be able to. Late in the midnight hour, you ought to wake up saying, I praise your holy name. David, 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 David comes to understanding that he had to praise the Lord at all times. Whether he's being chased by Saul, whether he's out standing before his Goliath. Yeah. But the God in David was bigger than the Goliath he faced.
Yes. Yes.
What are you saying, Brian? The God in you is bigger than the Goliath you face. Anybody here had some Goliath this year? But the God in you was bigger and larger than the Goliath you were facing. You're trying to tell me you had some giant problems? Oh, don't fool me now. I don't know what I come over here. You know, I just don't. I got it. I'm good. Anybody have some giant problems? Give me somebody who done been through some hell. and didn't know where to turn and didn't know how things was going to work out. We need somebody in here who don't mind praising God because he's been worthy to you. He turned some things. He pulled you out of some things. He blessed you with some things. He turned some things around in you. Give me somebody in here who don't mind testifying how good God has been to you. This is what he's been good to you, baby. You don't care about who's sitting next to you because God has worked it out for you. And if God worked it out for you, you ought to be able to say, I just praise it. I praise him all the time. Even when I can't see my way, I just praise it. Because I know when I get to the end of the road, he's going to be there waiting on me. Of your devotion, and he's worthy of your love. Devotion. What is devotion, Rhymes? I pay my time. I'm devoted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm active in my church. I'm no longer a member, but I'm a disciple. I moved from a membership program to a discipleship program because I'm more of devotion now. I'm no longer a member, but now I'm truly a child of God. Well, your devotion and your love, I just love the Lord. That's where you got to be. I just love the Lord. I know you love your husband, you love your wife, I know you love your children, your mother, your father, but your love for God has to transcend this earthly love.
Pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up.